Now I'll read today's Bible passage. Today's passage is from the New Testament, Mark 16:15. Mark 16:15. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." I'll read it once more. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." Please allow me to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful time to be able to praise you and to worship you. We know, Lord, that you've created all of heaven and earth and you've completed everything and that you are using it all for your purposes. And we're thankful for that. As the world is quite unstable at this time, where it's hard to know what's going to happen in the future, we remember, Lord, that it's not the visual things, the things we can see, Lord, but rather we are to focus on you, and that is which is invisible as well. Lord, through your word, we ask that we'll be able to have a deeper relationship with you and we'll be blessed by you. Lord, allow us to be able to be those who proclaim you to others. Please watch over Pastor Ojoy Anjiki, as he speaks this morning. We have great expectations. Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hello, everyone. I've been going through a series, and I'm up to the eighth topic today, and the topic is, what does it mean to tell about Jesus? So I'd like you to think about that. I'd like to think about that with you this morning. First, I'd like to start with a quiz. So you can answer in your hearts. You don't need to raise your hands or anything. If you think about a race and a relay runner, and the person has the baton in front of you, or behind you, and is... And this race runner passes by the second runner in the race, what would they be? Would they be first place? No, actually, they wouldn't be in first place. If they pass the second runner, they would be the second runner, the second place. It's kind of, okay, another race question here. For example, if you receive the baton and you pass the last runner in the race, what runner, what place would you receive in the race? Would you be second in from the last? Well, no. Actually, if you pass the last runner in the race, it's likely that you pass by some other random person who just came on the field. So, if you're thinking about relays, though, you have to pass on a baton from one person to another. And our faith is actually something that's quite similar in that manner. Jesus Christ on the cross died and was resurrected, and he has completed that work over 2,000 years ago. It started out in just a small country of Israel that this baton was passed on for faith. And over generations, it's passed around the world, and even to here, Japan far away. Our church, actually, was founded in 1965 by a Swedish missionary. Many missionaries have taken the batons they received in their home countries and passed it on in other countries. And that's the case for many churches in Japan. And here, Faith and Janet are also helping to proclaim the gospel and pass the baton on as well. A lot of batons are being passed around, and it's true that you also have a baton that you can pass on to your friends and relatives as well. You're holding it in your hand. However, do you realize that? Or who are you going to give your baton to? There are some people who have a misunderstanding, and they think that the people responsible for passing on faith is just pastors and missionaries, but that's not true. Anyone who believes in Jesus Christ has the calling to do so. Let's read today's passage again. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." The gospel here he's referring to is the cross and resurrection and forgiveness of sin. So once again, we're looking at what does it mean to tell about Jesus, and we're looking at 3 points today. The first point we're looking at is why should we tell others about Jesus? Well, that's because people need to know. Jesus Christ need to know, people need to know about Jesus Christ because he is the answer to it all. Jesus Christ gives us hope, and there's two main forms of hope he gives us. One is hope for after death, and the other is for hope for blessings during life on earth. First, let's think about a hope for life after death. After you die, where do you go? Well, that's something that actually anyone would think about at least once in their life. Most people have their own answer, and they've come up their own answer. They think they are reincarnated, or they're turned into a star, or other things. However, those types of answers don't really seem to have a basis, do they? They're just something that people seem to have come up with on their own. And those answers don't really give anyone hope when they're facing death. Jesus Christ gave us hope, and hope for heaven after death. He has relieved us of the fear of death. In order to tell about Jesus, we have to realize it is something that's quite urgent. The reason why is that we just never know when we're going to die. About 3 years ago, I went to a lecture. And at that lecture, the lecturer was by the name of Toshiro Sato. And he was speaking about what he was doing on March 11th at Onagawa Junior High School, which is when the Great East Japan earthquake occurred. On that day, he was teaching there, and he was helping the students prepare for the graduation ceremony. You can look at the picture on the screen. And none of the students in that picture would have realized that just a few minutes later, they would be swept up in a tsunami. They just would have no idea what was going to happen just a few minutes later. We just never know, in the same way, when our lives will end. And we never know the same thing for our friends and family members as well. We have to realize that and keep that truth in our heart and realize the urgency of proclaiming the gospel. Looking at Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Jesus Christ has given us the second form of help, a hope, and that's blessings during life on earth. Regardless of how much you deny God or reject him, humans are created with a manner to desire God and to search for him. We have this like emptiness in our hearts. And it's likely that, you know, even though you may not have problems in your life, you know, financially or with relationships, but there may be some times where you just feel lonely. And I think that's true of everyone. It's because your heart is just dry or is thirsty. Many people try to fill this emptiness with random things, like wealth, success, relationship with opposite gender, spiritual things, or sometimes even alcohol or drugs. These things can provide temporary satisfaction. However, it's also true that they can't completely satisfy us. And at times, it's just like drinking, you know, seawater. It leads to even more dissatisfaction. That's because the only thing that can fulfill our hearts is Jesus Christ. There's a famous Canadian artist by the name of Justin Bieber. He has SNS and Instagram, and over 100 million people are following him. He's very successful, and many people pay attention to what he has to say. In his teens, he was extremely successful, and he gained a lot of popularity and money. However, in his 20s, his life fell apart, and he caused various incidents, and he became a big item in the news. However, at that time, he actually came to faith in Jesus Christ and became a Christian. In that way, his life totally turned around. In September 2019, he posted on Instagram and his blog a reflection of looking over his life. He stated that when he was 13 years old, he was very successful with music, and in 2 years, he became extremely successful. His life totally changed 180 degrees, and he all of a sudden had millions of fans, got over $100 million a year. And when he was in his 20s, however, he made many poor decisions. He became laughed at around the world and became someone of disgust to many people. Starting when he was 19, he actually got into dangerous drugs and broke many relationships with people, and it was just terrible. He was trying to fill this emptiness in his heart with drugs and music and success, but he realized that those things couldn't satisfy his need in his heart. And he just had a depression and a broken human relationships in return. However, he realized in faith in Jesus Christ that that could be fulfilled in that way. He followed up by saying that for a long time, after a long time, he was able to finally recover, and in gratitude, he wants to thank Jesus Christ for all of the wonderful people that were put in his life to support him. And in looking at this posting, he wrote, "I want to encourage you to not give up on your life, that Jesus Christ loves each and every one of us." Today is a wonderful opportunity, too, to not use your own power, but use that of Jesus Christ to share his love with others. He met Jesus Christ, and in that way, his life totally changed. In recent years, he has focused on sharing his faith directly to many churches, and it's making a great impact on the young generation, I believe. Many people, or all people, have this emptiness in their hearts. And the only way it can be fulfilled is through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said the following. He said, "But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst." In this way, when you meet Jesus Christ and you come to know him, we can be given hope for the future after death, as well as blessings on this life during earth. Here on earth. By meeting Jesus Christ, our lives truly do change, and we want to and need to share it with others. About 2 years ago, 10 years ago, there was a university student I met, and he had just come to faith quite recently at that time. And he said, as we were going through this basic faith series here at the church and going over the information about sharing evangelism, and I asked him what he thought, and he said, "Well, I believe in Jesus Christ, but I really don't have any desire to share Jesus Christ with anyone. Because, you know, he was good for me, but I have no idea, you know, if Jesus Christ is good for others. So I have no desire to share him with others." And he just said that with a scary face. However, in developing his faith, he was given the desire to go to seminary, and now he's become a pastor, and he's working here with me at this church. His name is Pastor Koki-sensei, Koki Suzuki. There was, you know, a time in his life where he realized that because of Jesus Christ, his life truly was changed. Jesus Christ's salvation is something that we truly do need to share with others. Is that not true of all of us? If you don't realize that and don't feel that in your heart, I believe that there will be a time when you can realize this and that your life truly will be changed in doing so. You will be given opportunity to share with others. The second point today about what does it mean to tell about Jesus is how should we tell others about Jesus? The first way is verbally. We can use our words to tell the gospel and tell about Jesus to others. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But in your hearts revered Christ as Lord." Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for hope that you have. So when you're speaking to non-Christians, you may have this opportunity where they ask you, when was the Bible written? What is the difference between Protestants and Catholics? And all these other random questions. And, you know, it is important to know the answers to these questions. In this church, we offer the UCLA series where you're able to learn more basic information and advance knowledge about the Bible. We encourage you to participate in that. However, when we're thinking about how we can explain how somebody is saved to others, can you do that? Well, when we think of the gospel, we can refer to it in this concentrated verse, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 4. "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." So, when we're talking to people about salvation, it's important to mention these points in this passage. That everyone was born as a sinner and therefore has a broken relationship with God. However, God has not thrown you out. He has sent Jesus Christ over 2,000 years ago to this earth. And at the end of His life, He has taken all of your sin upon Him on the cross. He died, buried, and was resurrected, and in this way has resolved all of that. If you can accept this, then you can be saved. Anyone who can believe this can be saved and have hope for eternal life. So it's important for us to share the gospel verbally. It's also important to share Christ with others through our testimony and our existence. Our testimony is something that has a great impact on others. If you think about what your testimony is, there's three aspects to it usually. One, how were you before you believed in Jesus? Two, how did you come to know Jesus? Three, how have you changed after believing in Jesus? So telling this information is telling your testimony. And testimonies have great power and impact because it's something you've personally experienced. In this way, we can tell the gospel through God's word and through our experience. As we're explaining it, we can also explain it just through the way we live our lives. Jesus said to the disciples in Matthew 5, 13 and 14, in verse 13, He says, "You are the salt of the earth." And in verse 14, "You are the light of the world." So what exactly is the salt of the earth? Well, salt was used as a long time before refrigerators came into the world as a preservative. In other words, the salt of the world is the opportunity for Christian to use their opportunities they are given in the place where they are placed in this world to reach others for Christ. Also, the light of the world is something, well, light in general is to give light or to provide warmth, right? So, in the same way, Christians are to enlighten this dark world in the darkness of people, and share the light of the gospel with others. Around this world, we know that there is much darkness, but there are many great Christians who are providing wonderful light and warmth to others. Some people may think, well, I'm not really a person who could do such a thing, and I'm not really bright, shining in existence anyway. But God can even use a miniature light bulb. And He will use you. God can use small things. And He can use small things to do great big things too. And that's the final point I'd like to make today. The third point is, God uses small things. I'd like to tell two stories. The first one is about a church in Osaka. It's called Elevate Church. This church's pastor is by the name of Takuya Sasaki. And when he was 22 years old, he went to seminary in the U.S., graduated, and then started this church in Osaka. That church had just a ton of junior high and high school students come join immediately, and was greatly blessed. And it was blessed just because of one high school girl and her faith. It was actually his younger sister named Tsugumi. She grew up in a Christian home, and she wanted to share Jesus ever since she was young, but she had no idea how to do so. However, when her older brother graduated from seminary and started a church, she really felt that was God's timing in her life for her to promote the gospel to others. However, she was scared of doing so. She didn't know what they would think of her. And for a high school, female student, their life at school was like the most important thing, and she didn't want to ruin that. However, she decided to take a step of faith and to step out in faith. So what did she do? Well, she decided, along with her older brother, to have this barbecue party and made advertisements to pass out to friends at school. In order to do so, she started this volunteer work at school to be able to pass out those advertisements, and was able to do so along with other information in school. And many of the friends invited their friends, and on the day of the barbecue, over 100 students showed up for this. At that time, the people who came to the barbecue then became interested in going to the church worship services, and many people came to faith in return. Tsugumi's hard work and her efforts actually led her to be able to have a prayer meeting, Bible study at school as well. The people who have gained faith at that time are actually now the central members of that church quite a few years later. And it's a very church doing very well. They were blessed because one young high school girl decided to take a step out in faith. So God really does use small things to do big things. The other story I'd like to tell you today is about Russia. I'd like to look back on Russia's history for just a moment. In the 1930s, when the Stalin's communist government was in power, they were into eliminating religion altogether. The government imprisoned and killed like 42,000 priests and other people related to Christianity. The churches became an atheist place, and all religion was banned at that time. However, the result of doing that actually meant that atheism took the concept of morals out of people's hearts, and people just started to look down on others. And for a period of about 70 years, Russia faced a very bloody, tragic history. In those 70 years, there were about 60 million people killed by the government. A famous Russian writer by the name of Alexander Solzhenitsyn referred to this tragic history by saying the following. He said, "People forgot about God, and that's why this tragedy has happened." In that way, Russia was facing a very difficult situation. Christianity was persecuted. Christians were persecuted. But even in that persecution, they were able to pass on their faith. After the long persecution ended, the people in the young generation knew about God, and when they were asked, how did you find out, they said that they learned about Jesus Christ through their grandmothers. The government banned religion, but then for a period they just let people do whatever they want. And this old grandmothers would chose to pass on their baton of faith to the next generation. Many people in many young Christians in Russia reflect on their faith, saying that they heard about Jesus Christ when they were quite young from their grandmothers, and in doing so, that's how they came to faith in Him. After the 70 years of persecution, in the 1990s, when the Gorbachev administration came into power, the government finally allowed people to worship and to allow Christian churches to be rebuilt. They spent billions of rubles in doing so. They allowed Bibles to be sold through the government as well. Many people in the field of education allowed Christians to help redevelop the education system. People who were persecuted were still, in this way, able to pass on their baton of faith to the present young generation in Russia. In 2 Corinthians 4:7, it says, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." God can use small things to do big things. When we meet Jesus Christ and believe in Him, we realize that not only our life changes, but we can change the society we live in. Today, we've thought about what does it mean to tell about Jesus. And it's likely that we'll have many opportunities to tell about Jesus here in Tochigi and around the world as we send missionaries overseas and travel ourselves as well. At present in Japan, it's been 162 years since the Protestant Church has been in existence, but Japan still has about 1% of the population as Christians. There's many different reasons for this, I believe, but the simplest reason for this fact, I believe, is that 99% of the people, most of them anyway, haven't even heard the gospel. I think that if these 99% of the people had heard the gospel and denied it, then I think these 99% of the people would just be, you know, kind of out of luck. That's their choice. But I don't think that's the case. I just believe that 99% of the people, most of them anyway, just haven't even heard the gospel. And I think that's the reality of the situation. It's likely that many of our family members, friends, and relatives, and so on, just haven't even heard it, and we need to be responsible for telling the gospel to these people. We can, if we spread the gospel, then God can work, and God will be able to water the seeds we've planted in their lives. Today, we will have a baptism and celebrate one of the people who have believed in Christ recently. I'd like to read one more verse, Romans 10. I'm sorry, I don't have the verse. Please allow me to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to worship you this morning. We've been able to look at and think about what does it mean to tell about Jesus. We know that the baton of faith has been passed on by many people over the generations around the world. And it's our responsibility to be able to pass the baton on to others who we meet in our lives. Right now, COVID-19 is still having a huge impact on people around the world, and it's very dark. this is actually a great opportunity for us to share light in this very dark place. Lord, we ask that you allow us to be able to speak out to those who need to know about you and provide guidance to do so. We thank you for this opportunity and pray in the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we'll have a time of prayer and silence. And I'll pray once more. May the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of our Heavenly Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and forevermore. Amen. That concludes today's worship service. We're going to have some announcements and then the baptism. I'm going to stop interpreting for just a moment for announcements. I'll be back.